And it's been a week of confusion and fear in Port Neches, Texas, about 100 miles east of Houston. That's where an explosion at a chemical plant injured three workers and forced 60,000 people to evacuate the day before Thanksgiving. The fires were finally put out on Tuesday, but this week, officials ordered another round of voluntary evacuations because of high levels of a carcinogenic chemical in the air. The evacuation order has since been lifted. Toxicologist Angie Perez told reporters yesterday that chemical levels are no longer dangerous, but may still cause problems.
You can get a headache just based on the odor itself, not based on any kind of toxicity response.
And that has not exactly calmed people's concerns. Jacob Dick is a business reporter for the Beaumont Enterprise. Jacob, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And this sounds like a terrible situation for people in that area. First of all, the explosions. Then this chemical lingering in the air after people had been told they could safely return home. Schools closed again this week and then opened and then closed again. What's the latest? Is it safe? Does anyone know?
So I've just been looking through the EPA air monitoring reports from yesterday, and it seems like a few hours before they lifted the mandatory evacuation, they had no elevated levels of butadiene. But as for what are the long-term health effects, that's something that I personally haven't had answered for me.
Okay, and that chemical that you just mentioned, butadiene, what is it? How dangerous is it?
Butadiene is a precursor for synthetic rubbers and some plastic materials, and it's been a known carcinogen for several decades by U.S. and global researchers. And mostly we know why it is a carcinogen because there's been human studies and human tests from people that have worked around this before modern air quality procedures that had cancer.
And the reason it was there in the first place is because this plant owned by TPC Group was using it to make chemicals that are used in tires and in gasoline. But do we know anything else about how that explosion happened in the first place?
So we heard a little bit yesterday from the Chemical Safety Board. They gave their first update since hitting the ground. And so we heard from some interviews of employees there that three of the people that were injured said that they saw some chemicals leak onto the ground that vaporized, and soon it caught fire and caused the explosion. They think that chemical might have been butadiene, but there has been no conclusive test.
You've called this area the chemical breadbasket of the U.S., and of course that comes with problems. The Houston Chronicle found that between 2014 and 2016, there was the equivalent of one industrial chemical accident every 6 weeks in greater Houston. Does this most recent plant explosion fit into what is really seems like a much bigger story?
Yeah, I think that we'll have to see exactly what the root cause was and maybe learn a little bit more about how this particular company practices in terms of safety. But I will say, you know, critics of the industry and how they've handled public safety will say that the regulatory power of our state and federal agencies just don't force industries to be safer.
And maybe the reason is because the oversight appears at least to be lax. The Federal Chemical Safety Board is reportedly understaffed. It investigates a very small portion of these accidents, essentially leaving the industry to police itself.
Right. And the correlation between climate releases and not being in compliance with climate regulations is kind of shaky. But I mean, this company was out of air compliance for at least a year. It's paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. And it makes you wonder exactly what they are doing.
Look, I know these plants are an important part to the local economy. People need the jobs that they provide. But, you know, from your reporting after this latest incident and, you know, some of the others in the region, are people thinking about getting out of the shadow of living in these plants?
Talking to people on the ground in their homes or at the Red Cross help centers, it's a mixed bag. People are worried, but this plant's been in their community since 1945. Most of them know it as the original Neches butane plant. This is something they've grown up around. Probably several generations of their family have worked in similar plants. So I think we'll have to see how it changes public opinion here.
That's Jacob Dick. He's business reporter for the Beaumont Enterprise. Jacob, thanks for your time. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.